Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, but then y'all become a militarized zone.
Alright, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209 to Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't letting nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
To my bullet holes, scars. To my 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swat me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. Well, I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
My name is Ken Scott. I am a senior U.S. immigration law intelligence analyst with www.usentrywaiverservices.com. And we endeavor to clear people to enter the United States for business, for pleasure, traveling, et cetera, et cetera. So today we have a pretty good topic, and it's titled U.S. Entry Waiver and the U.S. Election. But before I delve into it, let me get the Siri manager on. Let's take a moment here. Let's see. Hopefully he answers.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Oh. Oh, hey. Hey, oh, wait. I got to do the intro for the show. Oh, got to do your intro. I always, you know, tradition. So, here's your intro this time.
Kind of got words by love. Check my resume. Check my resume.
Introducing. Rick.
Yeah. 4-1. Never folded, never ran, never switched teams. Never. All the real niggas right here with me. Yeah. Cop the coupe next up. It's the Bentley. Ballin' in my city because of what?
Okay, that was a short intro for today. So, as you know, today was busy. So, what's going on today?
Oh, not much. Just, it's the Friday before Halloween.
Yeah, don't I know it. So today's show, something you may like, U.S. entry waiver and the U.S. election. And you know what's happening Monday in USA.
Oh, election day, yeah. Is that Monday? Is it? No, I thought it's the 3rd, Tuesday.
Is it? Okay, well, maybe, whatever. Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, it's all the same.
Yeah, so I'm just telling people, you know, this election, it really ties into U.S. entry waivers because if Mr. Biden wins, I think it's going to be a major surge in U.S. waiver applications because when Obama was president, waivers were a lot, at least for us anyway, waivers were a lot easier to obtain than as opposed to the nice gentleman that they have in the White House right now. Back then, like, I don't know, like ex-traffickers, how can I say it? Guys who like to break down doors, I say, so to speak, with the battering rams, and I don't mean the police, would wear balaclavas. It was a lot easier for individuals that had those kinds of crimes to get cleared to enter. But now, with Obama gone, with Trump in, those guys, it's much harder work. But ironically, Trump is easier on fraud offenses, whereas Obama, you're looking at fraud crimes, you're looking at easily a year for a waiver, if not more, at least for us, 8 to 12 months for fraud. But trafficking, under Obama, like former traffickers, you know, you're looking at 4 months to get cleared for the most part. So it's done a total of 360 since Trump has gotten into the office now. So fraud is not really as hard. They're not really as hard on fraud, but they're much harder on trafficking and sex crimes. So it's what it is. What do you think?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head on that one. I mean, under the Obama administration, it was completely different for certain waiver categories. And under Trump, it is certain categories are a lot more easier and definitely a lot more harder for different categories. And hopefully, you know, with a new administration, you know, hopefully the restrictions ease up because not just only with the waiver aspects of it. I mean, there's more to it, you know, with the elections. You know, there's trade agreements, travel restrictions.
Yep.
Many more things. There's just a huge broad ranges of things that, you know, we could talk about instead of focusing on one specific topic. You know, we'll just leave it out there, and people that are listening, I mean, they can take it with a grain of salt if they fall in certain categories.
One of the things is, I don't know if it's tied into the election, but I guess you could in a sense. What they were going to do up until, I think it was October 2nd, they were going to raise the U.S. entry waiver application fee, you know, for the I-182s. They were going to raise that from $585 to $1,400 USD just for one application fee. So, but luckily, some federal judge intervened, and now that's been stayed. But now the question is, after the election, if Biden gets in, I like to say when Biden gets in, are they going to keep that stay of proceeding, so to speak, for that fee, or is Biden going to allow the fee to go up to $1,400? If Trump gets in, we know it's going up to $1,400, but Biden might be sympathetic. So what do you think? Which one? They all come.
That's, at $585 right now, at the current rate, jumping up to $1,400 US, that's 139% jump there. So that's a huge astronomical jump, in my personal opinion. And like you said, the judge that has stayed the jump for the time being for now, we just have to wait and see what happens at the end or what happens at the election. If Trump does get another 4 years, I mean, it's just going to be a nightmare for everybody, not just people getting waivers. I mean, it's going to tie into immigration. It's going to tie into trades, goods. And if Biden gets in. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to say, you realize that if Trump gets back in, he could theoretically extend that Muslim ban for another year, and the green card ban for a year, theoretically. There's nothing, you know, nothing stopping him. And then for the next 4 years, he can just be hard-nosed, you know, these border cases. And, oh, there's going to be more work putting together these U.S. entry waiver packets once the border starts accepting packets. So let's cross our fingers and hope that he does not get back in.
Well, don't forget also along the way. Well, I mean, when he first got elected to be the president of the United States, one of his first mandates was to stop travel, people traveling from countries from the Middle Eastern countries.
Oh, don't use the term. Don't use the term.
Well, I won't use the term. I think I'll hold back on that. But he just doesn't, you know, like anybody from foreign countries. And if he comes back in, like I said earlier, he's just going to make life a nightmare for a lot of people. So
I hate
kind of have to rock the. You have to rock the vote for the right person this time. You know, I think. If people understand what's at stake, you know, and people that are listening, you know, whether it's Canadians or Americans or people across the pond, you have to realize you have to elect somebody that's the United States is based on immigrants. I mean, it always has been, always will be. It's immigrants that make that country work. And Donald Trump is not for the immigrants. And that's my personal opinion. But he just that man has divided that country in so many different ways. He's basically, you know, he's toxic to that nation. And he's divided.
I want to modify something slightly that you just said, a slight modification. When you say he does not fancy immigrants, that's true. However, the immigrants who look like, I don't know if you remember Sean Spicer, the old White House director. If they look like Sean Spicer, then those immigrants are okay. Because remember when he said, why can't we get more people from countries like Norway instead of these such so-ho countries? Like, he did not want, not Uganda, what's that other, Uganda, Ghana, and Nigeria. He does not want those countries, or Mexico. But he wants people from, like, Norway, Finland, maybe Latvia, which in a nice way of saying that if you have pigment in your skin, stay home. He is not down with the brown, so to speak. But if your skin
is
quite
true.
Bright, then you are all right, according to him.
Well, with that being said, if your skin is bright. basically, in another word, if it ain't white, it ain't right. That's what he's trying to basically say without saying those words.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he can go back and say to the Proud Boys, what's a stand back and stand by, these guys heard that message. It's basically, like they said, it's a big dog whistle, and then the dogs are ready to pounce, which I'm actually going to bring that up. To people wanting to enter, I think they really need to avoid the U.S. right after this election, let's say, you know, for a few weeks after, because no matter who wins, it's going to be some kind of issue there, some kind of chaos. So Trump loses, you can best believe those good old boy Bubba militias like Earl and Luke and Jesse, they wear belt buckles with their names on it, and they have their M4s and et cetera like that. You don't know what these boys are going to do. And from working in law enforcement, you know, prior, I can tell you it's going to be hard for law enforcement to really stop a lot of these guys because you just don't know who's who. So it's just a mess. No matter how you slice the pie, it's just a mess.
Oh, the racial tensions will be beyond imagination. It'll be something that'll never. That's basically what happened back in the 20s and 30s with Hitler. If people thought that was you know, huge, like you were saying, you know, with the Proud Boys and with Donald Trump, and the tensions are gonna be, you know, on the highest level possible.
Now, this also spills into Canada, because you got some of these groups in Canada, and you got a group called the group in Saskatchewan called the White Boy Posse. And one time I was walking down the street in Surrey, the Husky gas station. You got to get King George, and you go up, was it not 110, that side street there. And that you know, little station there, and then so we were walking down the street, and then this car drove by, and these four gentlemen, I will say, were in the car, and they slowed down looking at us, and they gave me the nod. I mean, I was wearing my bling and my diamonds and et cetera, so I was G'd up. So they looked, they didn't say anything for the most part, but they gave the Heil Hitler salute, and then I saw like the little swastikas and the Iron Crosses that they were tattooed up. So I gave them the military salute, and then they just drove off. And administrator, she was shaking up. I said, hey, see, it was no issue. They said they gave me their salute, and I gave them a military salute, and respect was given back and forth and done. But when Trump wins, if Trump wins, those groups might be more encouraged to do some stupid stuff.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. Just, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, so that's. But, yeah, obviously, we don't want to fearmonger, and we don't want to dwell on negativity, but we want people to be aware of what the real deal is with this stuff. So they really need to keep watching the news, monitor the election results, and then just hold their breath and just. In a sense, stand by and stand back and just watch. So, yeah, they definitely should refrain from traveling to USA for at least, I would say, at least a full month of November, just to get a gauge on that stuff.
Well, I'm glad you know, we're talking about, you know, tensions between, you know, yeah, between racism and stuff like that, because actually there was something that happened here actually in Surrey a few days ago, where a South Asian man actually confronted a Caucasian man who was putting up posters about white supremacy.
By Surrey Central Mall, yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, you know, and they're calling BC the most anti-white place on earth. I mean, BC is full of multiculturalism, right? And that's what BC is known for. You know, I love living here because we've got different cultures, different backgrounds, you know, and to learn about their culture, their expressions, how they celebrate. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's not about just, you know, the no white guilt org. And to me, I thought that was absolutely like appalling. You know, like for me, it's like, why do you got to be so hateful? I mean, people should be more loving at the, with COVID going on, with the way the world is changing, you know, we should be helping each other, you know, regardless of background.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm really surprised that guy was still living, because if the Burger King boys happened to roll by and see that, oh, it would be game on. It will be game on. He's putting up hateful stuff like that, and he's of the fairer complexion, oh yeah, it'll be game on. He is lucky that that guy he ran into saved his life, so to speak. Because those boys would basically he'd literally be fish food and free the river. Of all places, Surrey. You do that in Langley. Do not do that in Surrey.
That's true.
So that's insane. These people, you know, it's just always good to like preach hope, peace, and solidarity. Because I am a man of peace, and I'm a man that's of a chill nature who just enjoys life and just likes to make money and bring happiness to the masses, so to speak.
Oh, I agree with you.
You're the same.
You know my thing. Yeah, I like people to have second chances. You know, if they've done something in the past and they can't travel to the States, don't dwell on it. You've got a second chance, and take advantage of it. Nothing's ever over.
So, and that ties in with what happened to us Monday, when I almost said the name. Shoot, when the couple came in. And to get that case process, I will say. And long story short, as you were aware, because obviously you were there as well. When we told the couple the price, the guy was fine. Obviously, she asked for a discount. She bartered. So, long story short, we just left it at that. And then she paid, and we gave out $100 off. But then she asked me separately for an extra $100 off. I said, okay, this is COVID, lots of things are going on, in life here and yada, yada. So we'll go ahead and give you $200 off. We'll still give you the same things that, we promised before regarding the service. And then she was just happier than a pig running around in the pig pen, so to speak. So she said she'd send her friends, yada, yada. And then I got a message from a friend asking about the case level we have, and she basically was saying that her cases are a lot lower right now. And I said, yeah, ours has dropped off of maybe 25%, give or take, but it's still still being steady. So what can I say? For us, life is good. I mean, I don't mind. Well, obviously, I don't mind bartering. I know the administrator hates it. She hates bartering. It just drives her mental. But, if I can help a person out in the end, everyone, we make money, they get what they want. What else can you really ask for in life? You get what you want at the price you want, and you get the quality that you deserve because you're a paying customer.
And they were super, super, lovely couple. I mean, there was issues there, and like I said, she wasn't hesitant. She just thought, times are tough right now for her and her husband and their children. And, like you said, we quoted our price, we knocked off another $100, and she thought it was fair, or the husband thought it was fair. She just thought, maybe if we try. And they were at least being completely honest. The times are a little rough for them right now. They need to do this because they want to take their children to the States. When the border opens, they can file their packet and take their kids to, Hawaii, Disneyland. Actually, I think it was Disney World, if memory serves me correct. But either way, the husband, he's excited just to go there so he can do a little bit of gambling. And that was one of his things, which was, hey, that's a reason you need to go to the States. We will help you in any which way, shape, or form that we can to make sure that you have no issues crossing the border. That's our job. That's what we do.
And he's going to be sorted out, quite proper. So he's going to be good to go. And, I want to tell the crowd that there's not, how can I say it? You have more common people running around now with this COVID, and the number of so-called AC cons, so to speak, Mr. Khan's, the numbers are still there. Right now, the people, I hate to say commoner, but for lack of better words, the commoners, they're struggling more with this COVID than the people like AC Khan and so-so. So anything we can do to help the common person, we're happy with. So the Khans are fine. You know, the Khans and Tenan are fine. But the Joel the plumber and Willie the warehouse worker, guys like that, they're the ones really struggling with this COVID. So, you know, anything we can help those guys out with, I'm open to and for. It's not all about money, as we always say. It's about providing the quality service and et cetera, et cetera. So it's all about, you know, law of attraction. When you put good out, good comes back to you. And that's what I firmly believe in. And, I mean, case in point, this one woman, you didn't know this, this called from Ontario. And she needs research on her case. She said the wrong thing to the border and yada, yada. So I quoted her $1,200 to research it, but she said she found someone in Ontario to do it that will do it for $750. I said, well, you know what? Only thing I can say to you is I don't want you to feel pressured. Check out the site, which is www.usentrywaiverservices.com, and check us out online, yada, yada. So if you're happy with what you see, and if you feel we can help you, give me a shout back. I said, I'm not going to pressure you or twist your arm. I said, the ball is in your court. This is in your hands. So you decide which way you would like to go. And I looked at that. Because she said the other company that was trying to pressure her for a deposit. I said, well, it's your call, whichever way you go. Because, you know, we don't pressure anyone because, it's, you know, it's their money and they're entitled to get what they pay for. Which, I was going to go into something else about that. A quick thing, yesterday on the online chat, there was a gentleman asking about a pardon, and then I gave the guy the links to check out the pardon. Where I said, look, you might be able to even do your own pardon and save some money. And I have not been back yet to see what the response was from the other individuals on there, especially a couple of it. So certain ones, but hopefully the gentleman can look at that. Oh, time's going short, but we're good to go. People can look at that and then decide which way works best for them. But what do you think?
Well, I mean, you're helping the man to save a few dollars if you can. I mean, that's, I'd say the same thing. If there's something I can help you with to help you save money along the way, I mean, I'm not going to hold that back and try to, you know, scam an extra toonie off of you for no reason. There's absolutely no need for me to do that. And what you're doing is exactly the same thing I would do. And that's a great thing. The purpose is to help people, is not to, you know, people need some help. And sometimes they need, you know, to be pointed in the right direction if they, you know, need to be. And that's what we do. That's our thing.
Yeah, the big thing was I said for these pardons, not to go, because this is not a pardon episode, but for these pardons, there's a thing called the good conduct clause. And if the pardon board feels you are not of good conduct, they can revoke your or deny your pardon. It's done. And, you know, the pardons we've done for people, when they've replied back, you know, the board replied back asking, why did this person have this in 2015? Why did they have this, this, and this? Sometimes they like to reply. Sometimes they don't. They don't like to reply. They say, oh, denied. But these low-cost waiver companies have a habit of trying to shove pardons down the throats of people and knowing, or at least they should know, that some of these people will not get approved because of the good conduct model. I don't think they let these people know about that. They just still take the money, do the pardon. If you get denied, they say, oh, well, sorry about that. We don't do that. But anyway,
no,
I don't want to get too much of a pardon kick.
Right, and part of the pardon situations are, you know, basically, keep the peace and be a good behavior and try not to be, you know, entangled, you know, with law enforcement. I mean, if they see some that's been recent, obviously the parole board is, you know, they're allowed to ask, you know, elaborate, and maybe it could be over a speeding ticket. Maybe you crossed the sidewalk in a manner other than directed, such as jaywalking. But like you said, that's for another episode. There's so many different, you know, avenues to pardons. But, you know, we'll save that for another future episode to get more, you know, intimate on that details.
Yeah, let's save that for another episode, because I have a habit of being long-winded, and I already went over it a lot of time. So unless you have some more things you wish to share, we should probably get back to work. So there's one more person that might come in today to Surrey. And he's a middle-sized fish, so to speak. So we should really get ready for him. So what do you think?
Well, like I said, it's an election year. Vote for the right people. Do what you got to do, you know, and let's get the borders up and opening between Canada and U.S. You know, let's get, you know, the whole country, well, both the countries running together again, the way it was before COVID.
I agree. And if you want to check us out, just go to www.usentrywaiverservices.com. That's usentrywaiverservices.com, or at 888-908-3841. And we're here basically to serve you, to either give you free info or sort out your border crossing issue or some of the other services that we offer on the site. So I don't want to bore anyone here, you know, going on and on, because I can go on and on for decades. So bottom line, go to the site, check it out. And if something we can assist you with, you've got the number. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, like I always like to say, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, got to represent, South Bend, throat, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly. 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me. Atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area. Bull Massive, Pit Bull Terrier. I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers. Third life, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up, Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the COE, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
What up? And join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
As I ride, smoking that cot, hotel stay lit, my eyes are slow, they claim a is on fire. She made it something that cut with Levi's on crease.